Welcome, artist mamas and all our listener friends, to a new and special summer episode of the Artist Mother Podcast. I'm your host, Kaylin Butine, and the creator of the Artist Mother community. I have quite a few updates for you. First, a huge thank you to everyone who applied to our open call that closed June 1st. I had hoped to finalize my selections for the open call by the end of the month, but it's truly taking so much longer than I anticipated to thoughtfully review and consider all of the entries I received. Next time, I will definitely be bringing on a few guest curators to help me. Another reason this is taking me a while to decide is I'm working on an extra special project that will include everyone who submitted to the open call. Though I'm not entirely sure if this will happen or not, my hope is to finish the project before I announce the winners. So I just wanted to say that I really appreciate your patience with me, giving me a little extra time. I know I'm past my deadline when I hope to have the winners announced, but this has just been a really big thing. You guys who submitted gave me such thoughtful and meaningful applications, and it's just been so wonderful and, you know, just really encouraging to me to go through all of your work. So I just wanted to say thank you. I need a little more time, and I appreciate all of you for giving me patience. One other note about the open call, I just wanted to formally say that I do not accept submissions to be on the podcast at any other time unless I am running an open call. You are always welcome to tag Artist Mother Podcast on Instagram. I would much more prefer and encourage you to use the Artist Mother Co hashtag because I do want to see your work. You guys know I want to connect with you. I want to see what you're doing. I want to feature you. And I wish I had more time and energy to feature everybody who submits. But the truth is that I actually get a lot of people emailing me and asking if they can be on the podcast, asking to be interviewed and sharing their work, which is so great. I know it takes so much courage to put yourself out there and email somebody. But unfortunately, that takes a lot of my time to go through your emails, to respond to you if I can. And truthfully, time is just something that I do not have an overabundance of. Many of you know that I'm balancing this podcast and all the work that I'm doing for this community on top of my own painting practice. I also homeschool my kids, and I am their primary caregiver. So yeah, there's just a lot on my plate right now. And although, again, I love, love, love hearing from you guys, love getting emails, I just cannot accept submissions outside of the open call timeframe. So just wanted to put that out there in a podcast. I know so many of you, you know, are wonderful about reaching out to me. And again, please don't feel like you can't reach out to me, but just don't formally submit to be on an episode unless it's during the open call. Thank you for understanding and for respecting my time. And if you haven't already heard me say, there will be another open call this winter, which is really right around the corner. So for those of you who missed it, you can apply next time. And I really look forward to connecting with you and your work in that way. And in the meantime, use hashtag ArtistMotherCo on Instagram, and I will check out and feature your work that way. Okay. Second big thing I wanted to share with all of you is that, so excited, an Artist Mother Retreat is officially happening. I have put a deposit down on a location, a gorgeous scenic camp in the countryside outside of Nashville, Tennessee. It's about 25 minutes outside of Nashville in just the most picturesque, beautiful location in the woods. There's hiking trails. It's not rustic. It's not luxury. It's somewhere in between, but it's a perfectly beautiful and inspiring place for us to gather. And I'm so excited that we have secured some dates. So put it in your calendar. The dates are Thursday evening. We'll check in November 14th, and then we'll have all day Friday, the 15th, all day Saturday, the 16th, and then we'll depart by midday, maybe even late morning on Sunday, November 17th. Right now, I'm working on securing workshops and presentations, but my hope is to open up ticket sales in early August. Pricing will be very affordable for a three-day retreat, and I really expect tickets to move pretty quick. I know many of you have already written down the date and have asked me for additional info. So I know many of you are excited to come, and I can't wait to see you all there. But just keep the dates in mind and be on the lookout for info about ticket sales so you can be sure to secure your ticket. I truly believe that there is nothing like spending time in person together. Obviously, I love our online community and that we can all connect in this way, but there's nothing like getting together in person and, you know, just learning and growing and connecting. I truly can't wait for the retreat, and I hope to see you there. Okay, guys, business items down. I had it in the back of my mind for a while to do an episode like this one here, where I open it up and share a few more voices from the Artist Mother community. This idea came to me from another podcast I listened to, one I've been enjoying this summer, called 10 Things to Tell You by Laura Tremaine. And in a couple past episodes, Laura posed a question to her community on Instagram, had them, I think the episode I'm thinking of was about her sharing about where you live, and then she had people record a voice memo and email their answer to her, and she included a bunch of the answers into a podcast episode, and it was just such a fun episode to hear from other people, hear them talk about where they live and you know, what they like about their area. And I thought it was a perfect idea to use that outline for building an episode for our community. I just love the idea of sort of easily, you know, opening it up and allowing more of your voices to be heard. So I thought I would start by asking about your summer studio practices. And I thought this would be just a great way to kick off this episode because summer is so different for so many of us. For some of us, it's the time when, you know, our mom lives really change. Either our kids are home from school and we become their primary caretaker, or, you know, maybe some of us have traditional jobs and our kids have to switch to a daycare or a babysitter during the summer. But usually, even if that's the case for you, you have more flexibility. You go on vacations, you do some traveling, or maybe you take some time off. Or maybe some of you are even in a scenario like mine where my spouse, my partner, is a college professor, and he goes on break all summer, which means summer is basically like my go time. I kind of hand my kids off to John and give him a, you know, hearty see you later every morning and just head off. Okay, that's not really true. But I do get way more flexibility and time to work in the summer because he's home. And that is super amazing, and I'm so grateful for it. I know not everybody has that scenario, and I definitely don't take it for granted. In fact, just this past week, I was able to spend about 5 to 6 hours in the studio every day, which was huge for me. It's like at least double what I normally get in a traditional week where he's at work. So it just felt really great to have that time that is, you know, really different from our fall, winter, and spring routine. So let's hear from some other mamas about their summer, how they are enjoying it or maybe finding it challenging, but certainly how it's different from the rest of their year and how they are finding time to get into the studio or maybe taking a break from it altogether.
Hi, my name is Erin Schultz, and I am an artist mother. I have 4 children, ages 13, 11, 8, and 6. There are 3 boys and then a little girl. I am a practicing studio artist. I have a studio in our home, and I have been making art ever since I was a little girl. I graduated from the College of Creative Studies in Detroit, Michigan, with a Bachelor of Fine Arts with a concentration in painting. And then I went on to earn a Master's of Arts in Education from Wayne State University. And I went on to teach elementary school art for 7 years before leaving that to homeschool our children. And since then, that was about 8 years ago, I have been working on my art here and there, exhibiting in just local exhibits or doing artwork for a friend or just to hang in my home. My style has consistently, since I graduated from art school, been mostly centered around abstract, nature-inspired art, and is becoming more, increasingly more intuitive in nature. So I really love to explore, I'm very much inspired by nature and my experiences in nature, and color being the foremost element in my work. So some of the things that I have planned for our children this summer are just some of the typical things that we do to enjoy as much of the outdoors as we can here in Michigan. Swimming in lakes and pools and going fishing and kayaking and hiking, bike riding. So a lot of those types of fun summer activities. But we also have an opportunity where I will be teaching art in the garden in downtown Flint. And this will be serving underprivileged youth that have some physical and mental challenges. And my children will be accompanying me and participating in the activities, as well as helping to assist me in whatever is needed, whether it's, you know, filling up paint cups or washing brushes or whatever is needed. So really looking forward to sharing that experience with my children. And I thank you so much for allowing me to be on this Artist Mother podcast.
My name is Heather Maynard. I am a painter. I have two daughters. They're 12 and 14. I work primarily with watercolor, and as far as summer studio practice, I always have mixed feelings about summertime. I tend to have more energy and ideas, but my time gets so easily absorbed by family life, and by the end of the day, in summertime, I start to feel like I have not been alone at all. But even though my studio time gets thrown out of whack, there are a couple pluses to having older kids now, and that is I can spend time in the studio, even though it's not as consistent as when they're in school. And they actually do sleep in some mornings now, so I try to get down into the studio in the morning for some quiet, concentrated time, and they will eventually come find me, so I'll end up with a girl on my left and a girl on my right, and a couple animals under my chair or maybe even in my lap by the time I'm drinking my second or third cup of tea. But I usually can sneak that time in the morning. The girls also have their own projects and ideas about their time and plans, so a lot of my time gets taken up helping them navigate that. And if they can't bike somewhere, I definitely am chauffeuring them around town. But I feel lucky that they both love to be creative and we enjoy a lot of the same things, being outdoors. And so we'll bring our paints or our weaving or sketchbooks with us on walks or picnics and spend time together doing creative things in the summer, which is lovely. Another thing that we'll do is that my studio practice will shift away from such a focus on painting into making natural fabric dyes. So we make fabric dye from food waste and herbs and berries that we collect and other natural materials. And it's just a great time to do that because there's so much that we can collect and we can be outside and make a mess with it. So that's a fun summer change and shift. We will travel to the Adirondack Mountains to do a lot of hiking and boating and swimming and be with our extended family there. So we're very much looking forward to those fun summer plans. And I know that by the end of summer, I'm going to be way over all this togetherness, but right now I'm really enjoying it. And looking forward to our fun family adventures. I hope you all enjoy your summer too.
Hi, Jennifer Joy here. I have two kids. My oldest is almost 4, and my youngest just turned 1. They're both boys, very active, busy, curious, playful, and fun. The kind of art that I make, you know, a year ago I would have said that I primarily make functional ceramic works. Always been very interested in surface design and playing with how to incorporate sort of two-dimensional ideas onto a three-dimensional form. But this past year, since my youngest was born, I felt really kind of closed in by the functional work and by the productivity that it sort of pushed on me. And so I kind of gave myself permission to open up and to explore less functional and more playful ways of working with clay, and also get back into drawing and some printmaking and that sort of thing. My studio practice in the summer is different from during the school year, and I teach a couple of classes as an adjunct professor, so that's been really perfect for me in this season, because for me personally, I need that work, and I need to be teaching, and I love it so much, but I also want to be with my kids too. So it's been a perfect balance for me. I'm very fortunate in that it works very well for me in this season. But in the summer, I teach just a couple of online classes. So even though there's work to be done, it's a lot more flexible. I get all my video lectures completed, and then it's just touching in with students and making sure that they're doing all right and providing support. So it's quite a lot different, and it allows me just a lot more flexibility and times when I would normally be at school teaching during my youngest's nap, I'm at home. So my oldest goes to preschool 2 days a week in the morning for a few hours. And if I'm lucky, like today, then my one-year-old will take a morning nap and I'll get in an hour of studio time. And this summer I've been just drawing line sketches of flowers from my garden that my almost four-year-old and I have planted, and we've been watching it grow. So that's been just really lovely, and something that I can go into and leave quickly and come back into when I have time. And sometimes, of course, I can kind of convince my four-year-old if he's here, and Simon, my youngest, goes for a nap and he's not at preschool, then I can sometimes convince him to sit with me for a bit. And he likes to do his designs, and sometimes he'll draw along with me. He's a very abstract drawing approach, but it's quite fun. And also some days I will just decide, what helps me a lot is to just decide if I'm going to try to get some creative work done during that day or not, and just be present as a mom, or just really focus on finding time to be an artist. And so that means some days I will not feel bad to just go ahead and put on a show. Storybots or Fig the Fox at Tumbleleaf are my son's favorites. So during nap time, sometimes I just choose to do that, and I just don't allow myself to feel guilty about that hour that I let my child watch those shows. And other days I choose that I'm going to not worry about getting any making done, or not let myself get any making done, and that's okay, and we just play and have fun. I'm going to go to a print workshop this next week, so I'm really looking forward to that. I'm excited and horrified to be away from my family for a week, so we'll see how that goes. And I hope that you're having a good summer of making as well.
Hello, my name is Jessica Valderrama, and I am mother to a 22-month-old daughter. I make representational 2D art, drawings, and paintings, mostly in watercolor, sometimes acrylic. Those mediums are the easiest for me to use right now, with a toddler who loves to get into whatever I'm doing. I used to work in oil paint, and that's my favorite medium, but I just don't see that happening anytime soon. Hopefully in the future I can get back to oil paints. Currently, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and my husband works regular office hours year-round, so our day-to-day schedules aren't changing much for the summer. And like a lot of artist mothers with young children, I try to work during nap times, and during the weekend, I try to at least get a half a day, a whole day if I'm lucky, to paint. Sometimes I work at night, but that's usually if I need to rush to get something done or if I've just got an itch that I need to work out. This summer, we don't have any big plans. I'm going on a road trip with my daughter to see some family and friends in Florida. We are actually saving up money and vacation time for a big trip in the fall. It's for my father-in-law's 60th birthday, so we have that to look forward to. Other than that, we have bubbles, a blow-up pool, some bug spray and sunscreen, and we're just going to keep on keeping on in the summer. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Kayla. I'm a figurative artist in Canada, Saskatchewan, Canada. I work with oil paints and I do a lot of charcoal drawings. Right now I'm working on an extended series or continuing series on motherhood that explores the relationship between mother and child, especially early motherhood. Summertime. So summertime is busy, but it also has extended daylight hours, which is so awesome. So what I have done to keep up my art practice in the summertime and to make the most of it is I've actually moved a great deal of my oil paints and canvases downstairs right into my kitchen, out of my studio and right into my kitchen. I have a great big huge island that I can work on, and I work with my kids playing around me. Yeah, this has just been super convenient. I can work up in my studio or I can work in my kitchen. And just picking away 5 or 10 minutes at a time. Oil paint is a slow drying medium, so I can always mix colors and come back to it. I've found that this has worked really good for me, just to make art a slow part of my everyday life and not worry so much about scheduled studio hours or carving out time in my day that I have to be doing art, but just taking little minutes here and there to make art. Yeah, and that's my strategy in the summertime. It's worked in past summers and it's working great this summer too. My kids are, I have two of them. I have a daughter, she is 4, and I have a son who's 2. So having them around me during the day brings a lot of joy to my artwork. I hope everyone has a great day. I can't wait to hear all the other responses to this great prompt from Artist Mother Podcast.
Hi, my name's Nava, and I'm an artist and mom to 2 little girls, 4 and 6 years old. When I heard your question, it made me think, have you ever had one of those dreams where you're walking through your house and you find a door that leads to a room that you never knew was there? After many years of apartment living, I've had that dream a few times. So during the summer, once my husband is done teaching, we spend at least a month with my in-laws at their lake house. The house is big, but every room serves an important purpose for the family. This year, my husband reminded me there's a back deck between our room and where the girls sleep. The doors to this deck are always locked and no one uses it. Until now, I've decided it's going to be my summer studio. When I opened the doors and walked out, I could see the lake to my right, my husband working in the garden to the left, and my girls playing below with their bikes. I am so looking forward to finally having a designated space to paint and to bringing this secret hideaway back to good use, at least for the summer.
Hi, my name is Robin Kinney. I have 2 kids. Savannah is 5 and a half, and William is almost 4. And I am a mixed media artist. My artworks are romantically patterned journalistic snapshots of life as a woman and mother. I let my line drawings sort of meander through different washes of paint, creating new patterns and structures. I use images from sources like clothing catalogs, toile fabrics, my own personal photos, and even art history books. and intertwine them with my own drawings. So the question is, how do I find studio time in the summer? I have no idea. I guess a couple of things. One, I try to just find little small moments, and this kind of goes for during the school year too, but just trying to find small moments, even 15 minutes here and there during the day can add up to an hour of studio time. So I just try to sneak in if the kids are kind of occupied just for a minute. They usually find me here in my home studio. So I just do little snippets. I also pay babysitters to come and stay a little bit during the day, sort of on a semi-regular basis. We have my son is in preschool during the year that we pay for, so but not in the summer. So we use some of that money to pay for some sitters during the day so I can get some work done. And I really, really, really try to use, say, if a sitter comes from 8 to 12, you know, in the morning, I really try to use that as just studio time, even if there's a ton of dishes and laundry and whatever else that needs doing around the house. I just really try to devote that time to studio time. So that's how we sort of do things in the summer. And I can't wait to hear everybody else's responses.
I'm Deanna Traffis. I have one daughter who is 6 years old, and I make art that intersects on subjects of motherhood, birth, breastfeeding, death, rebirth, animism, inspired by myth and ancient goddess, matriarchal cultures and symbolism. Summertime deepens my practice. We just moved from an apartment in a cute downtown historic district, which I really do miss, to a rental with a yard for the first time. So she can be by herself without much need for me. She can explore. Some of my greatest memories from childhood were spent alone outside in the safety of a yard. So she can learn and grow while I'm doing the same thing, just in a different way. We as a family have decided to unschool, life learn, homeschool, whatever you want to call it. So that just means that I have to be open at all times to facilitate learning. And, you know, we learn as adults every day. It just happens in our life. And that's what we're kind of going to be doing with her. It's going to be a great experiment. But that means that summertime, she's schooling all the time. I'm schooling all the time. We're not doing sit-down school at home. It's just always unfolding. So it doesn't necessarily free me up in any way, because we'll always be schooling. But there is that, you know, burst of energy and creativity in the summer after a long, dark, dingy Wisconsin winter. So, you know, I also do a lot of street art, and you draw in the winter and you paste up in the summer. Summertime's that time to get out wheat pasting, my drawings and poems, and affixing small sculptures up to the walls in my old downtown neighborhood. This summer, I will be working deeper on a series of work called Arcana Ma. Arcana meaning mystery or secret. Ma as in motherhood, mysteries of motherhood. And that work and body of work addresses the taboos of motherhood, the things that are unseen or not wanted to be seen, things so undervalued that people don't know what a mother's experiences are. They're too taboo. This series was born out of my need to express what my journey into motherhood was like. I felt completely transformed after giving birth. I had this psychedelic, insane, spiritual... I was rebirthed. I was rebirthed alongside my daughter as I was birthing her. And no one talks about that. You know, now I'm speaking to those things through my art, and I will be seen, I will be listened to, and hopefully these works, when it feels right to be shown, will have a landing place. And I'm so grateful to have found this podcast, because I felt so alone in how I created and what I was creating, and that motherhood was a huge part of that. So to find little pockets of the internet world where people are sharing that motherhood has been a part of their artistic inspiration or even the catalyst which shifted them into the artist that they needed to become is really beautiful.
I hope you enjoyed hearing from everyone who contributed to this episode. It was so fun to put it together. We will certainly be doing more episodes like this in the future, and I hope you will respond to my next call so you can share a bit about your story and be featured. Whatever your summer rhythm is like right now, I hope you are finding grace in each moment. Thanks for listening and being part of this incredibly supportive, generous, and encouraging community of artists and mamas. I so appreciate each and every one of you. The Artist Mother Podcast is curated and produced by Kaylin Butine. Music by Josh Middleton. Editing and mixing by John M. Butine. Please visit www.artistmotherpodcast.com for episode notes and to find out how you can further support this podcast.